Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Would it be a stripper?
Oh, no. I don't think, firstly, I don't think I'm sexy enough.
Girl, please.
I'm attractive.
I will eat that coochie.
Not
don't piss me off.
You guys want to be left alone.
Say that again. Say that again.
I will eat that coochie.
Okay? Baby, I'm sorry.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bear, your favourite sex and relationships podcast. You're joined with me, your host Oloni.
I'm Ray Rogers.
Mary and friends.
And we have an amazing special guest with us today, Miss Gray.
Welcome to the building.
Welcome. Welcome to Laid Bear. Now,
thank you for having
for
me.
Those who don't know, I actually met Grace like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We connected at, I remember I was telling you guys, yeah. I was at like Horrible Decisions, the live show. And she was, I think you were working there that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we just, we just started chopping it up. And nice. She told me she, you know, she dances. And I was just like, oh my God, girl, you a stripper? Oh my God, you need to come on my show. Like, I need to have you come on my show. She was just like, listen, I'm there. Let me know. So here we are.
Here we are.
But we always start this show with a very, very important question. And it's to find out when you got laid last. So I want to go with you, Grace. When was the last time you got laid?
I would say, I think it's coming up to 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks?
Okay. Yeah, coming up to 2 weeks.
How was it?
It was fun. Yeah. It was like an after night, you was know, like after a few drinks, after a few shots.
Was it a regular person?
Yeah. It was a friend.
Oh, a regular friend.
No, it was a friend.
A friend.
It's a friend.
That you ended up shagging.
Obviously now it's going to end up being a regular friend.
It was an actual friend that it was like one thing led to another.
Yeah, but you know, this friend has always been one of those friends. It's like we link up, we drink, we have like mutual friends, we have a good time, we go out, drinks, all of that.
So the sexual tension has always been
there. And then
there.
It's always,
Okay. So it's
something that's new. Like, it was new, but it's been spoken of before. Like, we knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Did it live up to what you expected?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Could be better.
Oh!
I was just going
was
to
this
say.
The first time,
it's
though?
Like, do you know when you see the potential?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Trust me, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
You know, you have to, you know, we had a few shots.
Yeah.
You know, it's like almost 5 a.m.
Do you like drunk sex?
It's fun, no, I guess. But it depends. Like you can't be too drunk. That's the thing. Yeah. Then it gets sloppy. Yeah, and then, like, one can fall asleep.
I do not like drunk sex.
I enjoy drunk sex.
Has
oh, my God.
Fallen asleep during sex?
No.
Like, while I have.
Not with hubby, but, like, in the past.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I'm not interested anymore.
For me, it's like, when I'm so tired. When I'm so tired, I literally just conk. Like, I can't control my fatigue. Yeah.
No, but when did you get laid last, Mary?
Maybe like Sunday. So obviously today's Thursday. I'd say maybe Sunday.
Couple days.
Yeah, couple days. You know.
How's it? Do you think it will happen soon again? I mean, you're in a relationship,
so how
often do you have sex?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I feel like relationship sex and single sex is different.
It's different.
Very different.
It's definitely different. You know what? Yeah, me and my girlfriend don't have sex every time we see each other.
Yeah, that's normal.
And I feel like when we first were dating, we were shagging like rabbits. And like, I feel like people think that we're always fucking. Like, if I don't answer my phone and I'm with her, people are like, Mary, stop eating this girl's pussy right now. Pick up the phone. I'm like, fam, chill out. We're just watching TV. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like we probably have sex, like, I would say maybe, like, once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably like that. But obviously, you know, like, lesbian sex, it goes on for hours. So it's like, even if we do that one time, that last type of time, I don't need another round.
I hear you. Now, Miss Ray Rogers, what about you?
Girl, I had it 24 hours ago.
Yes! She said
24.
I had a day ago.
She said freshly did
that. Time. Last night,
freshly did.
I was getting fucked.
Clapped. Yep.
Freshly did.
How was it?
yet again.
You are so messy. I'm done. You better answer the question.
Who was it?
I'm sorry.
It's the same person. Yeah. It what? Was really nice. Sorry.
You need to give me context again. Sorry. I forget every week. Sorry. My-
You're not trying to get me in trouble.
You're bare happy, bro.
Do you know why? Because I don't know if you guys remember, like, in the beginning when I told you guys about, you know, me, like, teaching him how to navigate my body.
Yeah.
It's getting way better.
So wow. Communicating and you're...
It's, yeah.
Well done for sticking out.
Good, exactly. And my next question was going to be, like, how did you actually communicate and say, okay, this is how we can make it better?
Yeah, no, I basically took your advice and I kind of went the mean route a little bit.
What, mean as in what?
Mean.
Like your dick is shit.
As in like, better. As in like, yeah, no, babe, this ain't cutting it. No, damn. You need to put your game into it, put your back into it,
yep.
Everything, do you know what I mean? But it's not the strokes and it's not the size, it's just the techniques outside of, you know what I mean?
It's
and
always things like how you use it.
Yeah.
It
really
is. And how passionate you are
exactly.
about it.
Yeah. Exactly,
I love a guy, I feel like, some of the best sex I've ever had is it's the passion.
The passion. Yeah. You can feel them, they're present in the moment.
Yeah. You can feel like, and it's, wait, for me, it's passion and sauce. Ooh, I love sauce so much. And the guy, and it's not fake, it's real.
Yeah.
Take me. What made it really good?
It's that he's listening to everything I'm saying and he's doing it.
Okay.
So, how did it even happen?
Well,
so
basically, like during sex, you would
During, okay. He would ask me, like, shall I continue? Is this hitting the spot? Do you want me to and things like, do you know what I mean? And I just told him, I was like, I like to be slotted out. Like, I like aggressive with consent.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, sloppy, dirty, and you know, slightly aggressive. And
yeah.
Oh my God, he did something that made me. I screamed.
So okay, don't get the funny footage here.
So basically,
this like, having live own flashbacks right in front of us.
Hours ago.
She's so what he did basically, like, he was in what's it called, missionary.
Yeah.
And because he's a tall, he's a big guy.
Ooh.
So he came on and he choked me. He put his Aloni, I screamed.
He put his fingers in her mouth.
What, oh, missionary.
Yeah, like, you know when like
he
like
grabbed her by the neck,
and then was stroking. Yeah. I said, you know what? Let's have a baby. Let's have a baby.
That's how they're made.
Fucking me like that. So yeah, it was amazing.
I love this.
I'm here for it.
That sounds lit.
We should start doing something called like lay of the show or something. Like we get the listeners to like debate, you know, who lay sounds the best.
Yeah,
who
sounds anyway, the best. Yeah.
I like that. You know, I'll work on it. But yeah, use the hashtag Laid Bear Podcast if you're listening and make sure. What do you mean me? You know my story.
This gets so messy.
You know what I mean?
Like, what about you?
What about you? Okay, I'll tell you when. I did masturbate last night though.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Really good. That was to put me to sleep. Again.
Them ones.
And not to sleep is the best. Okay.
You sleep like a baby.
I sleep like a baby.
Are you guys not doing the like phone sex, FaceTime?
We do, but I'm a bit selfish sometimes. I can't lie. I need to be better. Because when I know, I'm like, okay, good night.
This bitch.
And I know he's there like,
babe, blue balls.
He's so kind about it. He'll be like, you know, I'm sure he does his own thing like when we're not on the phone. Because I'm just like, okay, good night. Because it's to get me to sleep. And we've got different time zones. So I'm just
that's true.
You know how you said that, you have videos of him on your phone. Has he got videos of you? Like,
really? Yeah, actually, good question.
He went to.
Good question. Because he actually says, imagination. I'm sure he does his own thing. I'm sure he uses porn. Oh, I'm not against him using porn. Like, you know, I use porn too.
But I have on your phone. Absolutely. You can, you know,
because I trust me. I still don't trust him. No, I'm joking. Like, do you know what? I trust him now because, like, obviously, I mean, I've always trusted him. But I think I've just, even in my longest relationship, I never ever even filmed sex. So for me to even film it, this is even a huge step.
Right.
So to now give it to the person who's involved, I'm just
it's huge.
Yeah, it's a huge step for me. So it's just like baby steps. But he has been mentioning it. So I was just like, do you know what? Fine. When I see you next, you can have them. I think it's only fair.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it is.
It's only fair.
Film a new one. Did you say?
She just fingered us.
I'm done.
It's only fair. Anyway, I want to do some icebreakers, okay? I want to do some icebreakers with you. Okay, would you rather get peed on by someone you find extremely attractive or your sex tape leak?
I ever get so oh shit. I was so in my head.
I'd rather get peed on.
I'd rather get peed on.
Okay, you guys would rather get. What about you?
I'd rather get peed on.
It depends on where. Like, on my legs, you can rinse it off immediately.
I feel like when people do pee in session, I've never, let me just disclaim that, I've never done it. And I'm not kink shaming either, but it's not my bag personally.
I've got about it.
Oh, really? When people do it, they usually do it in the bathroom or in the shower. That is the default place.
How was it?
Yeah, so I've done it in one of my dominatrix sessions. Ooh, and like, they literally just sit there with their mouths open and they're in a bathtub.
Do you use like a funnel or do you piss?
No, literally just, I'll glug like loads of water. So we'll do like a session.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when I know I'm going to piss, I'm like, right, go get in the bath.
Yeah.
Oh, like a dominatrix session.
Yeah, and then, you know, you obviously say to them, do you want to make them beg for it?
Ooh. So what is it like being a dom? Like that gets paid for it.
It's a lot of fun. I like it because it's like an alter ego. I like because I'm a switch.
Yeah.
But normally, like if I'm with someone and say I really like that person, I'm more towards the sub side. Yeah. So I'm just like anything you want.
Yeah. And for those who don't know what for those who don't know what a switch is, it's someone who enjoys being a dom or a sub, whatever.
Yeah. So I love being a dominatrix. It's a lot of fun, and as well, you get to explore so much, and I love the dominance. I love like being like, right, boom, bam, this is how it's gonna work.
Yeah,
kiss my feet.
Okay, now I want to come back to dominatrix.
Yeah, we will.
I want to come back.
I'm just looking at my icebreaker. I'm just here about I'll piss on people.
I want to know, how did you even get into the world of becoming a stripper? Like, what do you go by? A stripper, a dancer? What do you go by?
I say stripper. I know a lot of, like, because that's, like, the controversy in, like, the culture. Like, we say dancer, not stripper. But to me, I'm a stripper, dancer, both things.
So. Yeah, so how did you get into it?
I got into it. So I used to work in retail.
Uh-huh.
And I literally hated it.
Didn't we all, girl?
Hated it. Just doing too much for too little.
Yeah.
And I was literally on a night out with my sister and her best friends. And I was like, as you do after a few drinks, I hate my life. I want to be self-employed, but I don't know what I could do.
Yeah.
And I studied dance anyway. So I've done like studying like burlesque dancing, all these things, whatever. So her friend turns around to me like, oh, why don't you come work with me? I was so naive. But she says, come work with me. I'm a stripper.
What?
And I was like, that's in England. And she was like, yeah.
Where were you at the time? Not
Birmingham then. Next weekend.
Yeah.
I was turning 19.
Oh. No, where were you?
Where was we? In Nottingham and Nottingham.
Okay, so you started at 18.
Yeah. No.
Or 19.
No, I was turning 19. Yeah, late 18s, turning 19. It's 19 a month later. But yeah, so it was, I went with her, literally did my first shift in Birmingham, made no money. And
oh no!
So what did you have to rehearse?
I know. The thing is, I went into the industry with zero knowledge. I didn't even know they existed in England.
You just went in the stripper place, and you were just like, "I want a job," and they were like, "Yeah, cool."
Yeah, because to be honest, when she said it to me, she was like, "Oh, she was like, do actually wait, no, because 2017, I was 19, 2020. So I went there with her, and they literally just give you a contract. You sign it and then you're good to go.
Really?
Yeah. That's like I wouldn't say I'm sure.
No audition.
But I remember
you do an audition. Yeah. Like majority, that's like the difference between like America and England. Like majority of places in the UK, you don't necessarily need experience or a certain body type or a certain look or anything like that. Some places do require it, but like they'll just take you on anyway. If you know, if they know that you've got the confidence to talk to someone and get your tits out on stage, then you're good to go, basically.
Because America, you got to be BBL, even like behind the bar girls, like, you know, we were talking about being a bartender like earlier, like even the bar girls need to like be, have everything sucked in and like,
that's
just
true.
Like,
even the bar girls are done in America. Yeah,
it's crazy because even when I look at the stripping culture in America, I absolutely adore it. I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how like the bartenders are basically how we are here, like the strippers here, like they walk around, we talk, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then it's kind of like the strippers that do like all the
performances. Yeah.
Wait, so, girl, how do they like give money? Because obviously America, it's dollar notes.
Yeah.
We can't do pound coins here.
No, we don't flick no pound coins.
Anyone dash a pound coin at me, I'd dash it back.
It'll be that energy.
It would hurt. Someone lob a pound at your head. It would hurt.
But how
does the money work?
So it basically works is that they pay cash or card. Normally there's a charge on card. They pay for time. in a private dance. Mm. So you go to a booth. Majority of places in England are booths. They have private booths that you go in and dance at.
Yeah.
Some are table dancers. So it will literally be like right here on this chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they pay for a time. It's like £20 for a song. Mm-hmm. So you pay per song, and then it goes to VIPs, which is like 15 minutes, half an hour, 45, an hour, so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What is that experience like? So how long have you been dancing for then?
6 years now.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. You clearly love it.
Yeah.
I do. Enjoy it.
And you've danced in different places all over the UK?
Yeah, I've danced in Europe as well.
Oh, so amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I've done pretty much like the majority of the UK.
And does it ever go to full nudity, or is it just...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's amazing. Girl, yeah,
like head to toe.
Head to toe.
And how do you get the confidence to do it? Is it do you need to get drunk a little bit? Do you guys hype each other up in the changing room?
Yeah.
What
do
happens?
You have to like give them what's that word?
Affirmation?
Yeah, to yourself in the mirror before you
I'm a bitch.
I'm a bitch.
Okay.
Yes, my look flat, but it's fat.
Take that man's money, okay? But so yeah, tell us the process.
It's a bit of everything. Like, so when I first started stripping, I was massively insecure.
Mm.
Like, I probably wouldn't even look at myself naked.
That's so interesting.
Girl, but you're gorgeous.
Thank you. But it's like, I was just so like lost within like accepting my body, but I'm such an out there person. Like I could still do whatever, but yeah, so it's hard to like get to that stage. But then when you just realize that you are beautiful for who you are, you know, anyone can make the money as long as you've got your mind to it, and you've got like, you know, the gift of the gab and the work ethic.
Yeah,
you know. And you know, just get your titties out.
So, I love it. That's true.
And you have cute tits.
Yes, you do. You do. They're very perky.
Can't lie, I've been looking at them.
So I. It feels as though that this basically gave you a confidence boost as well. So
massively,
it empowered you along the way, because I feel like people have this perception of strippers that, you know, it's either daddy issues,
being down or out.
This is their last choice. I mean, we could all do many things, but if this is something that you genuinely enjoy, you've been doing it for 6 years, you're doing great at it, and it's helped your self-esteem, like, why would you not want to continue as
massively,
well?
Massively. Like, I even had someone, this was a while back, but this was a friend that I even forgot about at secondary school. She messaged me, and she just messaged me out of the blue saying, like, wow, Grace, it's crazy, like, to see how far you've come, because you used to be so insecure, like you used to get changed in a separate room, and now you're out here. I was like, yeah, that's, I could pussy stunt down the street. So
I know that's right.
Yeah,
I can do anything. So amazing. Yeah, and I think that was like a realization. I was like, wow, yeah, I completely forgot that I used to be like that.
Yeah,
but yeah,
no, it shows growth, a lot of growth. What would you say is the best part though of stripping?
The best part of stripping, I would say the community.
Yeah.
I would say the community for sure, because if it wasn't like, okay, cool, obviously making money and all these things is great, but it's not what it seems to be.
Mm.
So I feel like if you don't have a community or like a little gang or girls that you can't like turn to, it makes it really hard to keep yourself like motivated at times and like, you know, you hold each other accountable for things and you check in on each other and you really nurse each other. You know, you stay over with each other for the weekends and you eat together and all these things.
So you've got a good friendship amongst these girls.
Yeah, like
well.
I've honestly, like if it wasn't for this job, like I'd like majority of the friends that I have now are my ones that I've got from the club.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's just like, I'm so thankful that I've in this industry to find these girls, be with these girls, because they're just 10-10.
That's it. Firstly, are you dancing in Spain? You know, earlier we were talking about you living in Spain or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you dancing over there?
I am, but no, because I don't have my residency and it's technically illegal.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
You're not.
No. I dance on the beach.
I'm done. In my shower.
The waves.
The waves. I'm done.
What's your second question?
What's the most you've earned in one night?
The most I've earned in one night, I can't tell you an exact figure, but it's definitely over £2,000. I would like to think it's between, I think probably around 2,300.
Okay, well.
And what happens with the money? Does it get split for you, or, you know, is whatever you make split with the club, or and do you guys have to tip people? Because in America, you know, tipping culture is huge.
It's serious.
You got to tip the DJ. You got to tip the auntie in the changing room.
Dog on the streets in the back.
You got honestly, you have to tip
and they take it personal.
They do if you don't. They're like, okay, watch when you're dancing next. I'm gonna put on a shit song.
Right.
You're going to whine to the beat of EastEnders. Didn't you want to act up?
don't, because even if they did that, we'd still make it slap. That song would be next.
You know that's right.
Watch this be number one next week.
Right. So yeah, how does it work? Like when it comes to spitting?
It's so annoying, to be honest. Like, it's not the same as America, but you have to pay a commission. So yeah. Depending on like where you are, which club you're at, the commission on average is like between 30% and 40%.
Okay.
Damn.
That is
crazy. I think that's a lot.
It's sad. Like when you say, I don't know, you've got all this money on you and you're like, oh, I've made like, you know, a good couple hundred or a grand. And you're like, oh, well, that's so sick. And then they're literally like, oh, you owe us £600. And you're like.
So what if someone wants to, give you outside of the club and outside of 30%.
Just gotta keep it hush hush.
You have to keep it hush hush.
Yeah. That happens.
Like don't get me wrong. Table. So it's like how you have your regulars. Obviously, you're not meant to give out your details or anything like that, but you just have to be very selective with who you do that with. Mm. Like the only people that I see outside or who will be regulars that come back and see me are people who I trust and they will spend. It's not people who spend £20 on a song. Oh, can I have your number? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. No. And do people come in with their like partners as well?
Yeah.
Or do you give them both a dance as
well? Yeah, I love a couple. Nice. I love a couple. Because it's just, it's just nice, especially if it's like a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Like the man, like they're always like, we're not on average that inside, like, oh, I wouldn't be able to do this without my wife. I'm so happy. But then the woman's like, oh my God, I love you so much. This is amazing. Look at the tits. So the man's like, I'm getting what I want. And this is my wife. Yeah. And I've got another girl. Yeah. Everyone's happy. Yeah.
Do the women ever get like a bit jealous or?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Really?
Yeah.
All the men?
Why are you looking at her like that? You never look at me like that.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like,
I got a job to accomplish.
You're paying for this.
No, that's crazy.
So what about like when it comes to safety and you're going into these private rooms as well? Is there like a security guard who's by the door or?
Yeah, so you have CCTV throughout the club anyway. Yeah.
Is there a panic button?
Yeah, so it's not in all clubs, but like I'd say like 50-50 of clubs, they have panic buttons.
Yeah.
I've seen more panic buttons like up north, I would say. But so you have like security, they'll peep in like randomly throughout your dance and just like take a look to see like if everything's okay, if they've got their hands where, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you've also got the CCTV. So if no one's walking around, someone's sat watching.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like, say if you're too close, even they'll come in and tell you off, be like, you're too close, you can't put your foot up there or whatever.
Even in a private booth?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's regulated
everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. And like majority of the rules in the club are based on the council that it's in.
Yeah.
So... like for instance, in Manchester, you're not allowed to be anywhere near them like at all. You can't put your leg up, you can't put your chest in the face or anything like that.
What kind of strip show is that?
I'm paying £50.
It's just a little peep show.
Okay, I know. Everything
is so
sensitive.
But then if you go down south, you can sit on their lap and they can massage your feet and all of that. I remember I started a new club in Manchester last weekend. And they were like, no touching, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can they not massage my feet if they wanted to? And they said no.
Oh.
So that's my favourite part of the job. You're walking around in your 6-inch heels and someone says, yeah, I'll massage your feet.
So the touching rules here down in London is obviously different to up north.
Yeah, it's all to do with the borough that you're in.
Okay.
So that being said, how did that translate into being a dom?
So how did I become a dom?
Or was it like one of the regulars?
No, it was... So I did OnlyFans. So yeah, I have like a woman who does everything.
Yes,
you got your head in many parts, baby.
Yeah. I have like a Twitter and like an Instagram account to like post and do all those type of things on it.
Yeah.
Someone messaged me saying, can they book me for a foot fetish session? So I said, yeah, okay, cool. This is like my first time I ever done it. It was, I did not know what to expect. Mm. I came through with like this brush stuck in my feet or this, whatever, blah, 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 just stuck on my toes. And you want to take pictures. And then I just realized from there, like, that you could grow with it a bit more.
Yeah.
So then I started to advertise I did these things. And then when you advertise, people are like, oh, but can you do this? Can you do that?
Yeah.
So then I started to research more into what it is to be, like, a dominatrix in dungeons and, like, how to actually, like, hold a professional session. Because I thought, if I'm getting this much attention for it, I obviously want to be the best at it.
Right.
And there's a lot of people with their kinks and their fetishes, they want, like, a level of professionalism and they want to reach this level of like satisfaction and all this thing, so you've got to make sure that you can do it. So then I just started to research and expand, and then there's like dungeons that you can rent out for like £50 an hour, and then you just go there and keep it moving.
Is there like different levels, like how extreme can it go?
It can go very extreme.
What's the most extreme you've gone?
The most extreme I've gone, I'm trying to think what's extreme now because I'm just saying, or like
maybe something that surprised you but you had to follow through with.
I've not.
Might have to explain that one.
No, I've not done that one before. I've not done that one. Yeah, poo. I've been requested.
Yeah.
So this guy wanted.
Go on.
Oh God. This guy wanted to pay me to. So it's like a put play. So he wanted to be my dog. And he wanted to eat my shit with a side of salad.
He wanted salad on top.
But he wanted to do it in public. So he wanted public humiliation as
okay,
well.
Okay, okay.
And I said to him, I can happily like walk you on a leash and treat like a dog.
Yeah.
But I can't have you eating my shit in public.
Yeah. On a salad.
Like, with a salad. Like, and the thing I said to him, I was like, okay, well, we can do it in like a park. In our own area, right. He was like, "No, I want to do it like outside of CAF."
How much was he willing to pay? Yeah, how much was he willing
about to
pay?
Ask that question.
He said $2,000,
nah, and you didn't do it.
No,
that's rent. I don't think that's enough. $2,000.
I really pondered.
I don't think that's enough.
Really,
I don't think that's enough.
You bougie now. You too bougie. $2,000 to eat my shit. What concerns me?
No, because you had to shit, bro.
No, because you're going to make me messaging
wait,
like,
wait,
do you know
wait.
What?
I'm rethinking my offer. No. So hold on, let me get this right. Wait, so you have to do the shit in public?
No, so this is the thing. See? He wanted me to put
it in a bag.
So do you know the one thing that made me, the reason why I said no is because he wanted it to be so public. I didn't want like a kid to walk by.
Right.
Or for like, you know, the
police. That's mighty kind of you. Do it between Monday and Friday, this between, girl, somebody between 9 mic. And 12. Or between 2 and 3. Did you get it?
Not in the school hours.
No, exactly. we can work around it.
I'm done.
But you know what I did want to ask though? Like, obviously, I just feel like being a woman of color, we face so much discrimination when it comes to talking about sex, and it's very difficult for us to be open about sex. So I want to know, because it's a question I get all the time. That, like, you know, I feel like it's died down now because people just know it's part of my brand in terms of I talk about sex, everybody knows about it, no one gives a fuck. Like, stop asking the question. But I do want to know, like, what was it like when you told friends and family, like, yes, you know, I enjoy stripping, this is what I do. And
oh gosh,
it was how did the news first. Go? Yeah,
they thought I was a prostitute.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, like they just, to be honest, to this day,
I still
don't know how they found out, yeah?
Wow. They found
also,
out.
You didn't tell them. I didn't tell them. It ended up getting spread around the family.
That was a snitch.
I wouldn't have told, I can't lie. I wouldn't have said anything.
Right, I wouldn't either.
Because the thing is with me, I've always been such an open book. Like, I don't care. I'll say what I want to say. I'll do what I want to do. Like, that's just me. So I've always just been that person. So like, my sisters knew, some of my brothers knew. So I don't know who said it, but then it could have literally been, the moment that I think it is because my nan started cussing me in public when she saw me.
Oh no.
I think it's because one time I left my keys in my locker at work and it was snowing. Tried to get my keys out of my friend's car, couldn't find it. She says, where can you go? Oh, my granddad's house. Couldn't get into his house, but I'll go into his conservatory. Sleeping, whatever. Next day I wake up, he's like, oh, you know, whatever, blah, blah. I said, thanks, let me stay here and let us go get us something for breakfast. Go into the shop, forgot my purse, come back, my bag's open. So I'm thinking he was trying to be nice to meet me halfway. To like give me, and you see like the clothes, the heels, the money, the makeup. There's probably a couple of condoms in there. Yeah. Like just the girl's bag. Yeah. Like, so I think they would have thought more of it. And then my nan started cussing me out in public, saying, you're a prostitute. Are you taking coke? Are you on this? Da, 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 da. I'm like, no, I'm good. So then that's how I think, because it was my nan, that's how I think, and she kind of slipped up a few times when she was telling me, but obviously like with time and with conversation they started to like loosen up the whole thought of it and realize that, you know, I'm not in trouble. Yeah. I'm not being
and you're
forced.
Still her granddaughter. She's not gonna, what's she gonna do? She can't disown you.
Exactly.
She's gonna be her granddaughter. So
what country exactly are you from? Or your parents from?
So my dad, he's from Jamaica. My mom's from, she's from England.
Okay, so
so on the Jamaican side of the family, it was a whole of a shit show. But
I'm sure there's black people for you. Yeah.
It was a whole mess.
Black people are not understanding people.
At all.
No, definitely. But did it make you, you know, think twice when the family found out? Like, was there ever like anything that was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing this? You know, I'm bringing shame onto the family.
No, because I couldn't give a shit what they had to say. Because at the end of the day, it was just like, the way, like, they're very, like, heavy in their religion of Christianity, and that's fine. We grew up in that, that's fine. I respect it. But as much as you want me to respect you, you should respect me. Everyone's got their secrets. These people,
that's
these
aunties and uncles,
aunties and uncles, yeah, who they don't want to tell them about their time.
Behind your wife's back. Right. That's what I want to know.
When an odd cousin turns, I've not seen you before. Who are you? Okay.
This random family member that you've inserted is now I'm finding out is your secret son. Get the hell out.
Don't let them judge you. With Mary Magdalene, okay?
Right. Let's always remember that. Yeah.
No, but like, you know, a lot of people don't really see, like, you know, being a stripper as part of sex work, but and I don't know if it's because it's so heavily stigmatized that people only see sex work as something that is either, you know,
actual sex.
Yeah, actual, like, paid dirty, full work. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's just like there's so many, you know, being on OnlyFans again is also part of sex work. Being a dom is sex work.
That's what's really hard, because it's the word sex. Yeah. Everyone thinks that you do sex, but it's not. You're a sex worker. You're part of the sex industry.
Yeah.
It's like how you can be part of the law industry, but you're not a lawyer. That's how I always try and, like, describe it to people. And then they're like, oh, well, that does make sense. I'm like, well, yeah, of course it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And it's annoying because we all use sex, like, you know, adverts. I was watching this Gucci campaign recently, actually. It had ASAP. I don't remember. I don't know who two white people are, like, but it was giving Throuple vibes. I saw it earlier this morning. So it was a Gucci ad
with ASAP in it.
That's what I said. I said Rihanna really said get to work.
We got a second baby on the way.
Right?
She said. Hurry up. She said you finna touching my billions. And I just thought it was interesting that this Gucci campaign was clearly using sexuality. I mean, most adverts do use sex anyway, but this was more intense. It was a Throuple with a black man in the hip hop community, and the type of sex that we're used to seeing him probably be surrounded by is probably, you know, having big booty bitches everywhere. If that really is his thing anyway, is. I mean, I would be shocked. Would we be shocked if we saw ASAP Rocky in a hip hop video of big booty bitches? I can't tell you that. I would be. But I would think that's more his.
Yeah, because he's made it very clear he prefers, you know,
slimmer girls,
white women.
Really?
Yeah.
ASAP.
It's so interesting. Yeah.
Google it.
ASAP's been known to be a colorist.
Anyway, this is
my point.
It's not even about ASAP. My point my point is that we use sex, you know, in marketing when it comes to adverts, when it comes to life. So when the word sex is actually said, it's like, oh, like, God,
taboo.
Why is it allowed to be something that's subliminal but not spoken on?
You can think about it, but you can't speak on it.
Right, it's just really weird. Like, why should it be the elephant in the room? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So it's interesting. But no, I hear you when it comes to... Go on.
Probably towards the end. But I wanted to ask what's, like, a very... One of your... What's it called? Shocking stories that you've experienced.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't even get to tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, except the scat.
Is the interview over?
No. I just wanted to ask that.
You know? They're rushing to ask you every question that's on our brain.
It's all right, like, we've got time, girls. Thank you. It's all right, go on.
I think this most, well, no, that's a request. So I think one of my most shocking is probably, I remember this guy, he's a producer, and he invited me over to his studio. And he's, like, got all these pictures up on the wall of all these, you know, successful people.
Ooh.
And he wanted me to kick his balls.
I've heard of that before. I've heard people say that,
With heels or with trainers.
I had my little suitcase. So, yeah, I had, like, whips. I had my shoes to change into. And, it was quite interesting. Because I remember just, like, kicking this guy's balls, looking at the wall, like...
How did that go?
It was good. We had a few sessions, and then, like, it started to get a bit more personal, and that's when I have to draw the line. Because it's transactional.
As in, he started catching feelings, or you started catching feelings?
He, like, just wanted me to come around and chill.
Oh.
I can come and chill, but you got to pay me. It still runs the same way. Yeah. Like, you know how much my time is for an hour, so...
Were you not interested in, like, building a non-professional relationship with him at all?
No.
I like that. Keep everything professional. Cross boundaries.
Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that...
All the time.
I've
crossed boundaries so many times. Like, I've said, no, this is what we're going to do. And the next minute, I'm sat, having dinner with them or something like that.
Right.
It happens.
Right.
But I feel like with certain people, like, I don't know, when you're in the situation and you can see them, you can read the room a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know that if I do this, you're going to stop doing this.
Right.
So I'm not... If you're going to cut me off my money
and
you're not going to still continue to give to me, then I'm not going to be available for the free, unless you're going to give something to me that's going to help me, you know, get somewhere or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
You could have given you a record deal, babe.
I'm not a singer. Damn. I always wanted to be.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be the world's next Beyonce.
Didn't we all?
Didn't we all? I'm closer to Cardi B, but.
Yeah, she said a little bitch.
So right? So well, let's go back to like you being at work.
Yeah.
You're dancing. Mm-hmm. Do you do? Is there anything that you wouldn't do at work that's maybe like other girls do? Do you do pole dancing as well?
No.
Yeah.
No, there's a big difference between like pole dancing and stripping. But I learned all my pole dancing at work. But I would what I wouldn't do at work that I would that others do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like allow people to touch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like, not too much so, touching.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's not allowed, but like where something's not allowed, there's always someone doing it. Right. Do you know what I mean? Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, even at work, you're not meant to do that. There's probably someone out back, like still whatever, just having a fag when they're not meant to have a smoke break or whatever.
Yeah.
Just so, yeah, like, so I just probably wouldn't allow people to touch unless they're paying something big. Like, I don't know, you can massage my back, you can touch my feet, you know, like hands on the thighs, that I don't mind. But other than that, you ain't getting anything else.
Are the men polite or are they often like really like drunkards fighting their wives who have come in and stumbled in?
It's a nice mixture of like everyone.
Yeah,
majority of people who do come in, like everyone thinks it's quite old sleazy people,
right?
And they just like you get groggy
work professionals in there.
Like, people come in with their clients and they're like, this is my client, can you take him, show him a good time?
That happens
a lot, to be honest. But it's actually
have you ever hidden your tips?
Of course. But if my manager's watching this, no, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, but So you get, a bunch of different people as well. Okay.
Yeah, so many different types.
Is there a scary side to your job? Because, I mean, you know, this is an industry that isn't regulated as well as it should be.
Yeah.
So
I think the scary side to it is the fact that it is accessible and the fact that, like, you know, it's so glamorized. Mm-hmm. A lot of young girls come in, like, for instance, recently, I remember me and my friends were talking about this. A lot of people coming in saying, oh, I've come in because on TikTok they said this. Like, that to me, I find that quite dangerous because it's like, okay, you're coming in thinking that you're going to walk out Cardi B, but you're not.
Yeah.
And then someone who's like, you know, vulnerable in some sort of sense or allows themselves to be this type of person where someone comes in, oh, I don't like it, but let's have a drink. Oh, do you know what? Let's meet up outside.
No.
And all these things, like, people do fall for those type of things.
Do people wait for you outside, though?
Do you know what, in all my 6 years, that's only ever happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only ever happened to me once, and that was in Birmingham. But it's like, that's what I find scary, is the fact that people, like, all these young girls and all these young women come in with not much knowledge.
Yeah.
And they fall for certain things that people may say, or people may, like, you know, people may think, oh, but I'm allowed to do this, though. Like, when people know that they're new, some people will take advantage of it and be like, oh, but I'm allowed to touch you here. But, oh, I'm allowed to take your number. Oh, we're allowed to do this. We're allowed to do that. Yeah. You can see me here, whatever. Like, that's what's quite frightening, because I've seen like some young girls, and I've had to cuss out some new girls as well.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're not meant to be doing this. Like, fix up.
Because it fucks up like shit for you as well.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Like, this wasn't even long ago. I remember this girl came back to me saying, I'm sorry. I said, bitch, fuck your sorry. I don't care about you. Like, at the end of the day, if you're not getting paid for something, then you know that you shouldn't be doing it. You're here to get paid and be a stripper. Mm. Why the fuck are you sat downstairs, like, getting touched up by people on the floor?
Yeah.
And then they're coming to us, like, their friends are coming to us saying, oh, but she's doing that, but now touch your fine, the dungeon, you're having a go at me.
Oh,
I don't want to go with you no more. Okay, now you're messing with my money.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's those type of things, and it's just like, that just can't run.
Yeah.
Stripper talk is so interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioning like TikTok and stuff. I'm literally, I had a period in time where stripper.
Would it be a stripper?
Oh no. I don't think, firstly, I don't think I'm sexy enough.
Girl, please.
Money.
No. I'm attractive.
I will eat that
coochie.
Don't piss me off.
You guys want to be left alone?
Say that again. Say that again.
I will eat that coochie.
Okay, I'm sorry. literally, like, stripper talk is like, it's not that I wanted to be a stripper, but it's just, I don't know how I fell across it, but it was like, follow me to work today. And it's like, you see them pack their bag and you see them in the changing room, like in the mirror and da da da. But it's like, it is very like falsely advertised. Do you know what I mean?
Is,
they don't
talk
about like the dangers or like the work that goes into it.
Right.
Yeah.
They just show you them looking cute, them going to work, and the money.
They don't
show like this. Like, even myself, like, I've been guilty of sitting downstairs before and crying my eyes out, thinking, oh my God, I'm so fat. I look like this. I'm not made. Like, you doubt yourself and you end up hating yourself for all these things. But it's like, they don't show you the side of, actually having to hustle, having to learn how to, you know, change your personality to match someone's personality so they like you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, I go for about 30, 40 personalities in a night because you have to keep adapting yourself to whoever you're talking to and, like, taking on their energy. And it's an energy exchange, even if it's not a physical thing, it's still a lot.
It must be a lot of role playing as well. What type of role playing do you do when you're
being? Sometimes I'll change my accent as well. Sometimes I'll be there. Like, don't tell me to do it. But once I had a few drinks, I'm literally like, I could be from anywhere in the world.
Come on.
I'm from down south. I don't want these American girls to come after me. I want to go West in America. I'm from Texas.
But like, even when it comes to dancing on these people as well, is there a way you scope? Because for me, if I'm a dancer, I'm just putting myself in your shoes. If I'm a stripper, I'm not gonna try and size up a guy who I can tell doesn't really have pee. Like, I'm gonna look at your shoes, or I'm gonna look at your wrist.
This girl.
How do you size up? Like,
yeah. But then get me wrong, that type of thought process does work. But what I will say is,
don't be fooled.
People that come in with these trainers and the watch and Louis Vuitton, all of this shit. Or probably ones that have that
don't have shit.
Or they'll come in with everything they've withdrawn from their bank account, so they look like they've got money. And they'll send them
a drink, though.
But I'm just here for my boys. Like,
what?
Really?
Go to Weatherspoons. What's wrong with you?
Do you know what? I can't really imagine. I mean, I'm sure it happens, but I really can't imagine black UK boys like going to strip clubs, because we all know. I mean, do your guys talk about going to strip clubs in the UK?
I talk about it, but
impersonation she's just put on is, I'm just like, that would be a black guy
in
a club being stush, being stingy, and acting like a bad B. Why are you here then?
Do you have to pay entry?
Yeah.
Of course.
We don't get anything on the entry. It's normally like £10 to £20.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have to pay to work as well.
That's massive. Yeah. They're mad tight. So you're paying £20 to come.
Is it a house fee, they call it?
Yeah, house fee. Yeah, you got to pay a house fee.
How much is the house fee?
It's like, it really depends on your work. Yeah. Average is like, what, 20 to 40 quid. But some places they charge you like £200 to work. Like you pay like £120 to work and then you keep all your cash. But if you get anything on card, you have to pay commission on card. So it all depends. But the average is that you just pay like £20 to work, 30 to 40% commission. And then you have to pay your tax.
Yeah.
And then you get your profit.
You get tax.
Yeah. Of course. She's working. It's work.
It's like pay. Like,
you're a HMRC.
I wish the HMRC was not on my back.
VAT.
Yes. Everything.
She got your
pension as well. Keep all our receipts. Everything.
Listen.
We have to pay it into our own pension. Like, do you know how I say when you work, like, for instance, a normal 9 to 5, everything's set out, your national insurance taken out, all this, whatever, you have to do it all yourself. You're self-employed, so you have to do everything yourself. I always say you have to pay for 5 things before you go to it. You have to pay for your travel and accommodation, you have to pay to work, pay for your commission, pay for your McDonald's breakfast after work, and then pay your taxes.
I hear it that McDonald's after work be hitting
If you see a girl in McDonald's with a suitcase, full face of makeup, but literally homeless everywhere else, you know she's
Thanks for the heads up.
I love it. Okay, that makes sense now. That makes sense. I usually think she's just travelling late.
Exactly. I just think that. But because you're very attractive, have you had like guys that wanting to risk it all for you?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm sure you get like a lot of that.
You just got to play on it.
Use it to your advantage. I'm here next week.
Have
you ever like allowed it to go anywhere else, like with anyone special, where you're like, do you know what, I might give him a try?
It was a mistake.
Really? What happened?
This was like 5 years ago, so I was still quite new to it all. Like, I'd say if like you're a year into it, you're still like a baby stripper. But this guy came in, Worst mistake of my life. He came in and he was doing the whole talk. And to be honest, I did think he was cute. And then you do hear like how girls are like, you know, happily married to people that were previously a customer.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're in relationships. Yeah, and they're
changed.
Happy.
She said, oh, he's going to save me from the club.
Yeah, no, never could be a Captain Save a Home. But,
yeah.
But I did, I thought, let me give him a chance. Like, because he's cute, whatever. So I ended up seeing him for like 9 months after that. It was the most manipulative, narcissistic, toxic shit ever done in my life. But I'm so thankful for it because I'm glad I learned those red flags early on.
Yeah, it teaches you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a relationship since you've been dancing though?
No.
Okay.
I've only dated.
What's it like when you're dating? Because you have to have someone who's quite secure. I mean, even
my
fiance is very secure. Yeah. And maybe because he's known me like our whole teenagerhood, so he knows the type of person I am.
Oh, you've known him since teens.
I've known him since a very long time. So he knows, so my point is that he knows my personality and he knows that this is a show. It's entertaining. Right. Mm-hmm. It's not what I always bring. I mean, I bring a lot of elements back home. Mm-hmm. And my standards are still my standards.
Work. But work is work.
How do you balance the two?
It's like, so I want to be single. So that's like why I haven't, because I easily could have been in a relationship. Yeah. There's been times like I like to date, I like to flirt, I like to, you know, see people, whatever. But I choose to stay single just for the fact being that I know I have to be with someone who is secure, because it always starts off like this, dating this guy. You know, it starts off, oh, I'll drop you off at work, I'll pick you up from work, I'll even drop you back home in a different city. You know, oh, I support you, all of this, whatever. Oh, you want me to help you count your money? Yeah, cool. Next week, you know, they're ripping it up. They're telling you to take weekends off. All of this, like, it all ends up coming controlling. So it's like you have to have someone who is secure.
Absolutely.
And the only way you can know that is with time.
Yeah.
Because they can give you this, you know, facade at the beginning, and you can be like, okay, cool, that's fine. And then next minute, you know, it's a problem. And they don't realise that your Friday and Saturday is their Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
Like, you know, I can't, like, even though I'm self-employed, I do have the...
You still got
to
work.
I'm not going to work tonight. I can do that. Yeah. But that's me losing out on money. You're going to give me that money. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so moving forward, if you do get into a relationship, would you know how to, like, communicate... What I'm trying to ask, like, would you put more boundaries in place? As in, like, this is work, babe. Thank you for, you know, having an interest in what I do, but I don't want you to drop me here. I don't want you to cut my money, or I don't want you to be so involved.
Mm. Yeah, like, they definitely wouldn't be as involved. Mm. And I don't know. It's the little things that you hear out for, like... oh, can I get a free dance with you then? No, ew, that's an ick.
Yeah. Wait, from your man?
Yeah, like, do you know when, like, or when you're dating someone and they say it? Like, do you know when you're, like, on the dating apps and they're trying to flirt and they're like, oh, does that mean I can get a free dance with you? Unmatch.
Like, it was like back in the, when you were in uni, you used to say, oh, you're studying law. Oh, so you could be my lawyer,
I get that all the time.
I used to be sorry for all my lawyer girls. No, like, honestly, when I told... were studying law, sorry.
That's all they heard.
Yeah. When I tell guys I work in mental health, oh, do I need to kill someone to go mad to come, you know, to your hospital to look after? Literally, when I'm like, oh, you know, I work in mental health, and they're like, okay, so how can I go mad for you to look after me?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like,
Go away. Just ask yourself, do you think I've heard this line before?
Right?
I have. Literally. I definitely have.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us more. So...
And, like, I feel like if they want to, like, take you out of it as well, that's just, like, a big red flag. Like, we don't need to be saved. Like, I do understand there are stories of, like, girls are forced to do these things. They're, like, whatever. It's a whole different conversation. Yeah. But that's not me. And you need to understand and respect the fact of my industry. Like, if you automatically think that, you don't respect my industry.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of women who decide, like myself, to have it as a career.
Right.
And there's also people who come in, they dip in and out, you know, whatever, and they do their thing. So it's, like... I would definitely, I understand now, and I feel like obviously being in it for so long and obviously seeing certain people, you notice the red flags and you know where to be and whatever, blah, blah, because I'm a very open person.
Yeah.
Like, I will count my money in front of you. I will tell you what I'm aiming towards. I'm going to wear this tonight, like, because I want to be transparent with you.
Right.
And I'm my transparency makes you uncomfortable,
then you and your
therapist. Between you and your
therapist. It's not going
to
work.
Between you and your therapist, to be honest.
Yeah, literally. That's you and your trauma. Sorry.
Honestly, no, I hear it. So, my next question for you would probably be, if you weren't, like, dancing, what would you be doing instead?
I think I would still be involved in dancing somehow, because I studied it. So it's like...
Choreo.
Yeah, I feel like, I'd be involved in, like, a dance studio somewhere or whatever, because I really enjoyed, like, when I studied burlesque dancing, I loved it. Mm. Like, and I just loved, like, the sensualness of it all.
It is very sensual.
Yeah, and, like, just being, like, so, like you can explore with it. So I feel like I would definitely be something along...
Yeah,
performing of some sorts.
But again, going back, What would you say is like some of the fun, like the funniest experiences you've had when dancing? Because, you know, we've spoken about having like couples argue in front of you.
Yeah.
Which I can imagine is very awkward.
The guy and the poo and the salad.
That's not funny, bro.
I can't
That's
get my mind away from that.
We'll come back to like more dumb stuff. But like what other like amazing experiences have you had or funny experiences?
I think funny experiences is like, what comes to mind is like the stag shows.
Ooh.
So like stags come in.
Ooh.
And I remember in Leicester when we used to do the stag shows, this was like probably about 4 years ago, they used to have this wham dildo, like literally this big. And like you would hide it somewhere on stage. You put like a cup of ice down their pants. Like they don't know any of this is coming as well. And like their reaction and like, and the boys be like, like it's funny. And then you just got this big dildo, you just slap it across the thing. Wow. And they're like, what the fuck is that? It's just, it's always so funny. We like prodded them in the face of it. And they're like, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness. I hope they tip well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to pay like beforehand to have this type of show.
Okay.
And they like, they know like what's going to happen, but they don't know exactly.
Do any of these married men risk it?
100%.
Of course they do.
How far do they go?
I'm sure.
100%.
Do they go far to the point they shouldn't be getting married?
Do you know what the funny thing about it? So my friend has got a client who, well, to be honest, we kind of like, well, whatever. Anyway, he comes in, he's married. He's like, his main girl is her, but he goes with all of us. And then she was telling me the other day how he wants to like have an affair with her.
Ooh.
How he wants to look after her.
Ooh.
And like how, you know, if I see you here, we can do this, and these are my days and this is my schedule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's like, and then like he's literally in the club like, okay girls, I've got you know, I've got my boy in 3 hours, he'll be waking up.
Oh, my what the hell.
And you're like, okay, see you later.
Oh wow.
I said my boy in 3 hours. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I've had people, I remember there was this one time as well, like this guy literally sat down, he just wanted to talk to me. He had an argument with his wife, so he came into the club and he was like, to pay for your time, because I feel like I need someone to like rant to. I was like, of course.
You know when people have more money than sense,
right?
No, it's true.
A man entered the building to rant to a random woman.
I remember
that's not a therapist.
I used to do like sex calls before, I remember this guy literally just paid just to talk to me for an hour, just to literally tell me about his whole life. I remember looking at the phone like, do you know how much you spent?
And in my head, I'm literally like, in front of the face, like, oh my god. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
Wow. Would you not get in trouble then because he's actually paying for your time, I guess? Or is it like, okay, but you're not dancing?
If they find out, it's like some clubs that you keep your tips, some clubs don't. They're very like picky with it. And sometimes it's how the managers feel.
Oh, yeah.
If they're being nice, if they're not being nice. Like, it's literally just how it is. But yeah, I would say the good times, it's always like the stag shows are always quite fun. I remember when I worked in Cyprus, like we met like these bunch of guys. There was only two English girls, me and this other girl. And we worked in the club and we had such a good vibe with these guys. Bottle, dance, whatever, tip. They were like, right, I really like you girls. Do you want to come on our boat? I was like,
did you go?
Oh, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
So we literally, we all stayed out. They told us what hotel they were at, what room number, everything. So we were like, hey, go, you doing this? You got to come with me. I'm not doing this without you. I'm doing it. You doing it. I was like, okay, cool. Run back, bikini, get a little rucksack to go to their hotel. They're still drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess it's our time to start drinking. And then it's like 9 a.m. and we're on the beach and we're getting drunk and then we're on the boat and then everyone's just slipping and sliding all over this boat.
Listen,
but it was just
sounds like the life.
You can't drink whilst you're dancing, can you?
Oh yeah.
I was going to say, you can. You listen, to get on stage and start.
Yeah,
there's been plenty of times where I've literally woken up and I don't remember the night. There's also times where I've woken up. And
who
I
picks
have,
up the tips like, then? Who picks up like the cash?
Obviously, she's doing
there's
no them.
Cash. Oh, there's no, wait, there's no cash. Yeah, you did say that, darling.
Yeah, it's all handed to you.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, majority of places you get paid cash, you keep the cash. If you pay on card, they give you like a poker chip.
Yeah.
So and then you exchange it all in. Yeah, you cash it in at the end of the night.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah.
So you just have like a purse, literally just like a normal purse you'd go out with on a night out, your lip glosses in there, your phone, whatever, blah, blah, and then all your money.
Okay, and then you're good to go. So let's go back to like the dumb side. So what made you want to explore other parts of sex work? Because obviously, I'm guessing you started with stripping. So how did you tap into other parts of sex work?
I like to explore. And then I feel like when I started to research more into like what kinks are and what fetishes are, I started to learn more about myself.
Yeah.
And like what I like and like how I like to explore.
Do you have any kinks or fetishes?
I do.
Go on.
I like anything that you like. Like if you're with me, I pretty much like anything that you like. Even if I've not heard of it before, I'm like, hey, we can work with this. We'll do it. But me personally, I quite enjoy like restraints. Ooh. I got like a praise kink.
Ooh, I love a praise kink.
Yeah, yes. I love it. It's literally
it's the best. Like,
oh, call me a good girl. Yeah. Yes, daddy.
Yeah, literally. I love it. So yeah, and it was just fun to like explore, and then obviously realizing that you can obviously make a living as well. But I feel like it's like the arrangement and the connection that you can have, like actually allowing someone to be so vulnerable. Like they're allowing themselves to be so vulnerable to you. You have the control of this.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that aspect as well. And it's like, I just like that. I like being, you know, someone's happiness for like an hour or whatever it may be. And it's me just slapping them.
How do you decide who you're going to meet up with and who you're not going to meet up with?
So I have this thing. So when they're booking in with me, they've either seen like my advertisement or it's like word of mouth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk for a little bit. So it'll normally be like a quick like FaceTime or a call, and it's very very quick. And I just want to hear them and like hear what they want and whatever. Yeah. I give them, it's the only opportunity I'll give them to tell me what they want.
Okay.
So I'll be like, okay, I just want to hear that you're a real person. Whatever, blah blah blah. Right, you've got 20 minutes, I want you to tell me what you like, what's your pros, your cons, how far can we go, and I also want you to give me a safe word.
Right.
So if they've not done that within that time, then that's it. You can't book me.
You don't give them another chance?
No.
Oh, okay, no, it's fair. Okay.
And then as well,
to see how serious they are as well.
Yeah, right, and it always has to be at the dungeon. Like, I will never meet anyone at a hotel or an Airbnb or anything like that. And then say if they're, I don't know, say if I feel like they're giving me a vibe where it's like it could be a good arrangement, but they're just like the one thing they're asking for is to like meet first, then I'll just allow that one time.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it can
be. Do you pay per meet though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll always like, if I feel like, okay, cool, this person genuinely does want this, but there's certain ways you have to go around some people. Like some people can't always do bank transfer or PayPal or whatever. Sometimes it's cash and all these things. So you have to meet these people, but it's always public. It's always public, or it's in a dungeon where I've booked to be in a place. Like, you know, there's a reception, all of
people
these things.
People know that you're there.
Yeah. And then once I've actually built a relationship with my clients, that's when I'll happily meet you in a hotel or whatever and stuff like that. Because some of them are like busy people, and they'll be like, right, I've got a 2-hour break.
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Fit it in then.
And I'll be like, okay, cool. We'll go here. We'll do a session, and then that's it.
And when it comes to like finding clients, how do you find them? Is it through OnlyFans, the strip club?
It's a bit of everything. So there's a website called Viva Street, and I have an advertisement on there. Mm-hmm. So I get some clients through there. It's also through like Instagram, just like your private page.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, people so they hit you up.
Yeah, they'll just DM.
Do you get international hit ups as well?
They know that you do the work. So.
Not like a regular thing. I think like one or two I have.
Dubai?
Okay, yeah. I've had the Dubai tour, like, talk loads. Like,
really?
Yeah,
but oh my God, wait, we wouldn't
have the Dubai tour loads.
No, 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 the talk, yeah. Talk. But I've never been to Dubai.
Okay.
I would never say no.
Yeah.
I would never say no. Okay. I'm trying to be the Dubai girl. If anything, you're telling people we're getting shot on for £100.
Would you actually get shot on then?
With a goggle and my face.
I'm dead.
I'm like, are you ready?
She said, okay, cool. Wait, so how much would someone like have to pay you to be shot on then?
Well, I heard that those girls are getting a lot of money, so I want the same amount. Like, I want 100,000.
A lot of black girls are like prostitutes. A lot of black girls are definitely sex workers out in Dubai. Like,
yeah, I would definitely do it. I'll do it for 100K. I probably would do it for 50.
100K?
Mm-hmm.
I might even do it for 25.
Do you know what it is? I don't even like my own bodily fluids. Yeah. That's what it is. But I feel like everyone has their number. Everyone definitely has their price.
Everyone's got a price.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, it depends on who's shitting on me, actually.
Yeah.
It depends on who's shitting on me.
Okay.
If a woman shat on me, I'd do 25 minimum.
25K.
If it's a man.
If it was a man, we'd have to bump it. Maybe to like 50, 60 minimum.
You saw my threats. Let's go to 100.
100.
Let's go to 100.
Yeah. But 100 is a nice, decent amount to be shat on. Yeah. I can't lie. And yeah, I'm not interested in
it. It's just
a
moment in time as well. Think about it. You've got £100,000
to spend
for about 3-5 minutes of your life.
Can you imagine?
Mm. Yeah. And then you always just take that money and just and have
I know a lot of guys are going to hear this and be like, no, you don't respect yourself, da 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 da. But they would do it, you know.
Please, do you know what?
No
£1,000 can get you.
There's no one just asking.
Is this thing on?
Yes, yeah. They would. Yeah. A lot of men, if they could like sell peen, they would.
A lot of men are confident enough to think that their peen is sellable. Meanwhile, you will flog it at the market and no one will buy it. You have to even add discount label for somebody to purchase the peen. So these lot think way too bloody much of themselves, I'm telling you.
Okay, so when you do have the Dubai chat though, what is going on in these conversations? Because I've always wanted to know what is happening. Because I feel like, I know girls who have definitely been involved, but I feel like girls, we lie to each other.
Yeah.
They never really telling the full story. The full picture. They're like, oh, he told me he was going to give me £2,000. Why did he say he was going to give you £2,000 out there?
Yeah.
Tell me the full story, sis. Like, I talk about this for a living. You could be honest with me, but I don't push anyone past their boundary.
No, absolutely. Do you know what? When it comes to this whole Dubai thing, it's really hard to know who to trust.
Yeah,
I would only ever do a Dubai trip if it's like a very good friend's.
Yeah,
like that it's someone like I can trust that knows
confidential
you,
yeah,
or it's someone that's a client, or I don't know, like there has to be built of trust. For I wouldn't just be like, oh, I'm gonna give you this money, are you gonna come here? No.
Yeah.
Like we have to like, you know, talk, and I need to feel comfortable, and I want my own space, and I want it on my name. Like send me the money, I want to book it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to have no control over like where I'm staying. And,
and has that been the issue then? Like they want to do it on there.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, well, if you're flying me out to Dubai for one, that's a lot of money for a ticket.
It's not. If these men have money,
to them it's nothing. Yeah. But just to do that alone, and then to get me a place, and then to also pay for me having my own place shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
The amount of money that I'm going to take off you anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's chicken.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
So if a problem of me having my own safety to feel comfortable around you, and I'm telling you for my own safety, for me to feel comfortable, I would want to have my own place. So you can either give me the funds for it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Then that's like a red flag.
And to be fair, the guys with the money will be the ones who will be like, you know what, you want your own room? That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll
get
the room for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
What is like discussed in these conversations? What are they saying, or what do they say they want done? Is it just I want to spend time with you? Is it actually kinky and fetishes that they're discussing?
Yeah, are they explicit with their intentions?
Sometimes, yeah. Some people are just like straight to the point, but then some are just like, oh, like, can you and your guy, have you got some friends? Yeah, you and your friends, do you want to come out and have a good time? Like, you know, oh, we get tables here. Oh, look, this is a video from us when we were out. Yeah. Like, they try and like glamorize
and show that they're about that.
Oh,
life.
Do you want to go to Charlie Sloth's party?
No, even if you don't go out there to do some sex work, you should go to Dubai. It is really, really nice.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. I would definitely go 100% one day, because it's one of those places, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. I always wonder, like, when these, like, guys, these, like, Arab guys do jump in, like, girls' DMs, I'm just like, I wonder what it's like. Like, is it, when I say I wonder what it's like, I'm just like, is this a proper, like, Arab guy who's, or is it just, do you know what I mean? I always just wonder what they look like.
I feel like the thing is as well, like, when they speak about passports, that's when it gets a bit techie. Because why do I have to hand over my identification?
Well, they want the passport.
Yeah.
Really?
Or, like, so some will say, like, oh, you know, oh, you're talking about safety. Well, do you know what? I've got a safe. I can keep everything in there. You can give me a passport. All that. No.
No.
My passport will literally sleep with me. Are you mad?
If I've got to stuff it in my pussy, I will.
It's hard as well, because there's been some stories that I've heard, and there's literally a TV program based on it that I remember the BBC did, but I can't remember exactly what it's called anyway.
Yeah.
But these girls who are just friends, and they've been friends for ages, and they do sex work together, doing the online OnlyFans, whatever. And then she's literally been like, oh, these are my friends, we're going to go out to Dubai, whatever, blah, blah, or wherever they went. And she was in on it. So then she took all their passports and gave it to them,
and then no one
could leave.
What?
And then you can't leave until all those days are done and you've done your business with who.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Let me Google this.
Sure. I'm gonna have to find this. Okay, so I want to ask you some fire questions because we need to know about your sex life. Okay, so these are some fire questions, right? Okay, so favorite sex position. Girl, gotta be fire.
Okay, doggy.
Ooh, like me. Okay. Freakiest thing you've done during sex?
Probably like be spat on and like rub it on my face.
Spat on your face.
It could have been the dog. It could have been the shit in the doggy whatever in the park. But you said
salad.
With the salad. Okay, finish off this sentence. Sex with you feels good if you.
Oh gosh.
Sex, I'll do it again. Sex with you feels good if you, I'm even thinking, what would my be?
Yeah.
What would sex with you? if you choke me, if really you, gently,
if you
gently with consent,
if you just have that dominance.
Yeah,
I will melt at your knees. Yeah.
Honestly,
I will melt at your knees.
Dominance is a very huge thing.
Yeah, because I feel like, because I'm so dominant anyway, like I'm quite like dominant in my job and all this and whatever, and I'm always taking control. It's just nice to like,
you want to be the baby girl.
And being dominant doesn't mean that you don't communicate, you know? Because I think dominant, some men think that being dominant means I don't need to ask her what she wants. I'm just supposed to just assume it, or do it because I know and I'm the dominant. There's dominance in asking.
Yeah,
there's dominance in making sure she's okay during sex. There's dominance in aftercare. There is dominance in making sure you pay for the morning after pill too.
I can't remember the last time I paid for the morning after pill.
And back then it wasn't even expensive. 30, it was like £35.
Yeah,
and now it's apparently £40.
Yeah, it's like it's 35, 50, 40 pounds.
Really?
There's two that you can get. Cozzy, listen, it's happening.
But I will
say, you do know, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, go on.
Ladies, there are free pharmacies. Where there are pharmacies you can go to that will give it to you for free.
Really? You could be under 18.
No.
Where's giving it? Who's under giving you the morning after pill?
I go to, because if I go to one a lot, I tend to go to the other one. So they don't know.
He said, I'm not trying to bait up my face too much in the scene.
But yeah,
I think like, yeah, most guys I've ever had sex with, I always tell them, pay morning after pill. Even my fiance, even till now, I say morning after pill, or I start making goo goo gaga noises, like you guys know. I say goo goo gaga.
She said, I will manifest this baby. You're not ready. You're not serious.
I'm telling you, I'm just like, bruh. But yes, no, I want to see if I've got more questions. Where am I putting my phone away? I've still got more questions. Okay, but the fire questions are done. But you know, I think one of the topics I did want to discuss was sex before sex. So I remember I was having this conversation with my fiance, and I was just like, what is it that you love to discuss during a conversation of sex? So say you have not had sex with that person yet and you want to know what they're like in the bedroom. What are things that you are probably going to ask? Like, if there was just one thing, so we don't have to go into detail, like just one thing you wanted to find out before you knew, okay, am I going to seal this or not? What would it be? So the sex before sex, what thing would it be for you?
I think it would be their stance on spitting. And saliva. Okay. It sounds stupid, but like, I just feel like where you stand with that will tell me whether or not we're gonna have a good time together. Let me be so real, like, because I like a spit. I do spit in my mouth, I'll spit in yours, we can spit everywhere. I don't give a fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, let's get messy. But at the same time, some people don't feel that comfortable with it. Some people are like, I'll spit in your mouth, but you can't spit in mine.
Yeah,
or some people are like, ew, spit. Do you know what I mean? So depending on your reaction, depending on how you feel, that can help me depict whether or not we're going to like off it, I think.
Okay, yeah, so we back again with our drinks. These are cute. I think this is going to have to be our thing now that we've got to add these little drinks in.
Little details, baby.
These are nice.
We're back for our drinks break.
Okay, do you know what I want? I want quick tips, on how to be a sugar baby.
Okay.
So I know there's going to be lots of girls who can be listening and be like, okay, you know, maybe I want to try stripping. Maybe I want to try being a dom. But what about being a sugar baby? What type of tips? If there were like three tips you had, what would it be?
Make sure it's always transactional. It has to be transactional. There has to be bullet points on both sides of what you both want and what you're trying to achieve. Right. So like, there ain't going to be no weaving in and out as you're going along. Like, this is it. This is what's going to happen. That's the arrangement.
Yeah.
And always start with a drink.
Yeah.
Always start with a drink. Or two.
Or three.
Do you know what? To go for the bottle.
Yeah. If you can handle it. How do you even meet a sugar daddy? Because it's a question I get often. And I'm tired of saying, like, you know, oh, you have to go on like these seeking arrangement websites, or walking around or walking, doing like laps around, I don't know,
Oxford Circus or something.
Knightsbridge. I've done the whole go out in Mayfair looking cute, you know, just at the bar, whatever.
Did you get much success that way?
Yeah, so But it's short-term success that I've had from going out in like May 1st.
What, in terms of like just the night?
It's either like just the night or, you know, a couple of weeks, 2 months max,
yeah.
I would say. So yeah, so you can do it by going out to like nice places and involving yourself in nice areas like where like businessmen go. Obviously in the strip club, people will always want to see you outside. So if you feel like they can provide for you outside, then that's like how you get your regular clients. They'll come in, or you'll see them outside, take you shopping, all of this.
And do you think that women who do have sugar daddies, do you think they always sleep with them, or do you think some people don't?
I've never slept with any of my sugar daddies.
Really?
Never. Yeah. I've never say never.
Yeah.
But it's not in the arrangement. So they know if it's something that they're going to want, I'm going to need the Dubai treatment.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Like, so it's never, I would never say like, no, we're not going to do it. But I always say, this is how it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. You pay for me, you pay for my time. That's your access to me.
And how do you know when it's going from being like a sugar daddy to, or like, how do you know if it's going, how do you know whether this guy's a potential to be a sugar daddy? Like, does he make it clear, like, I want to take care of you? Or do
does
you,
he
how do you
flash
test?
His cash first? Like, does he send you money first?
Or do you test him to see how generous he is?
It's all in the communication. So, like, as soon as you mention money and they scare away, then that's, you're not a sugar daddy. You should be able to talk about money.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Because that is, like,
your job,
the reason
title.
Why we're together and this is an arrangement is because it's transactional.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is, that's how it's going to be, and that's how it's going to stay.
If you're not having sex with them, what is a transaction then?
So, me, normally, they'll take me shopping, we'll go out, like, for drinks and dinner, they'll come into the club, spa days.
So is it more so you're just
your
like
company?
A trophy, okay.
So you've done no sex.
Yeah,
so you've done. So you've done no sex work with them.
You haven't even lipsed them.
No.
A little sloppy toppy. Girl,
actually, no, I lie. The guy that gave me this chain,
It's cute.
I was so drunk when he gave it to me.
Really?
And then she dashed the boxes. I was like, put it on.
Do you ever find yourself like
I need to know, what did you do though? What did you do for the necklace?
He came into the strip club and he we were in a VIP dance and then he came and gave me the gift.
Okay. But when it comes to having sugar daddies, there's been absolutely no intimacy, physical intimacy.
No. Like, the most we've ever done is probably a kiss.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll never say never though.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
They just need to reach standards.
Of course.
I mean, that's okay, so that's on your part. What if they said, okay, regardless of anything, I'll eat your pussy, or I still want to, you know, do things
to you?
I've
heard it all. I've heard it all. Like some have like even fallen for me and they're like, but I don't really want this to be transactional anymore. I just want to look after you. No. Like, that's what I mean. Like, that's so, my stage name is Ivory Valentine.
Ooh,
so,
how can we do this whole show without
fighting? I can't lie. I'm
about to pre you on Twitter, bitch.
I didn't even say.
Ooh.
You can say
it. What is it again? Tell us again.
Ivory Valentine.
We love it.
Romantic.
Okay.
Period. I'm trying to figure out. Guys, what would your shipping names be?
That's a good question.
I think mine would be Oloni. I think it just does all the talking. I think it does all the talking it needs to do.
And they'll still turn around to you and be like, is that your real name?
Literally.
But what's your real name?
I know. Do they really do that? What's your real name?
Time.
Really?
And they're like Ivory. Ivory, that's not your name. I'm like, and then do you know, I say it's a Caribbean name. As soon as I say that, and they just see, like,
they're,
you know,
like,
they're
like, okay.
They're like, okay, never mind.
I just wanted it to be involved with a colour.
Oh my God. Okay, you're going to help us with some dilemmas today. So we've got some interesting ones. If you do want to send your dilemma, make sure you shoot it over at simplyoloni.com/ask or send us your voice note at laidbarepodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your dilemma. Send us a 30-second voice note. Or if you want to send out a shout out, you can do that too. Make sure you're using the hashtag laidbarepodcast if you are enjoying this episode so far. Okay, right, dilemmas.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey Lonnie, is it taboo to date someone you are related to by marriage, i.e. your cousin's cousin? Me and the guy I was dating realized we were linked through marriage and he called it quits, but I don't understand what the issue is when there's no blood relation. I feel like it was an excuse, or am I just being sensitive because of the feeling, and it's indeed taboo in most cultures? So I think I get it.
So you know, I get it.
Do you get it when you're like cultures for, I mean, cousins, sorry, from different...
So basically it's like someone's uncle, like your uncle by marriage and then their child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She said, to date someone you're related to by marriage.
It's, you know what it is? I was actually ironically listening to a podcast earlier today about this exact same topic. And he basically was like, how close or far in the family tree would you like shag or date? And he was basically like, it'd have to be like my grandma's cousin's granddaughter or something like that, like far deep into the family tree. But I feel like that's way too close.
Yeah.
Even though you're not actually related, I agree. But it's like, that's literally your cousin by marriage. Like, that's close, like in terms of family.
I saw this interview where Kevin Gates was saying that he was fucking his cousin.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't stop.
Oh, gosh.
He said he didn't stop because he was just like, well, I've already started. Why am I going to stop?
That's true. When you put it in that sense, and it is like one of those, like,
it's definitely taboo.
Would you stop?
I mean,
or would you not?
I feel like if you're not related and it's just sex,
I agree.
Then
I wouldn't.
You know,
I don't
know. If it's just sex, if you're not related, just know that we can't get married. Like, yeah, it's just,
if we can't get married. Yeah. There'll only be one side of the family for the wedding. It won't even be bride and groom.
Oh, no, that's true. I'm trying to think of the family tree, but it's true.
It'll be the same. But I feel like I wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
If I'd started, if you started and didn't know, and then you find out, fam, we're already here.
Yeah.
But I feel like, okay, if it's like, you know, my brother-in-law's cousin and I am like on the wife's side of the family, I would. Yeah. Like, I will marry them or I will go.
You'd marry?
Yeah.
Marry?
Yeah.
Girl, we talk about sex, talk about marriage.
Marry, fuck, whatever.
She said, we're about to burn that family.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that because there's no blood there. So
there's no blood.
Care.
So I'm just thinking, like, family. Like, oh, God. It's just like, I prefer to have something called my own.
Yeah.
Not of someone else's that happens to be here by circumstance. But I know it happens.
Yeah, no, it does.
It does
it's
happen.
It's quite common.
It is quite common, to be honest. It's not for me. I wouldn't. I feel like even if you didn't realise and then you did, I just feel like that would just ruin the chemistry.
Yeah.
I feel like that would just affect like
the
relationship
itself.
Yeah. I can't touch you the same anymore. Like,
absolutely.
I'm gonna just be looking at you and looking at seeing my auntie.
Right. This is what I mean. This is what I mean.
It's not even gonna. Yeah. It's not even gonna bang. I can't even lie to you.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, girl, I you feel away because of the feelings. But he's just trying to make life easier in the long run. Like, it's not practical for you guys to be, like, in a serious anything when you're so close in your family ties. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Or he could be full of shit and just excuses as well.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's that. Okay, so we've got another one. Okay, hey, Lonnie, a few days ago, my boyfriend jokingly told me he got another girl pregnant. I don't see something like this as a joke, especially since he has cheated on me in the past. He says it was a joke. Because he was annoyed with me. I mentioned that due to his past cheating, it's a concerning thing to joke about. And he says it would never happen again. I'm now worried that it wasn't a joke. What's your opinion? Mm-hmm. There's someone out there that's got your man's baby.
Yeah,
joke. It's a very expensive joke.
Oh,
a man who likes peace, especially as a cheater, because you know cheating,
right.
They think they deserve peace.
Right.
I don't know why.
Right.
But if you are a cheater... And you're making expensive jokes about pregnancy. No. What
it's
he's
not
doing,
a joke.
He's testing the temperature.
He is.
Yeah. He's testing the
he's
temperature.
Seeing how you're going to react.
And he's seen. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
People are scary, man.
You better
People
tell him
so
to
scary.
Show that child or else... Let me not even say what I want to say.
But you know what the gag is? It's that in every joke, there's a bit of truth.
There's a bit of truth. Right. And this is 100%.
This is
Maury follow with the cameraman to backstage.
DNA test, fam.
This is you this, are the father of that
do
kid.
Do your research. Do your research.
When it comes
don't
to
let him just
2 year old Tyrell, you are the father.
You are the father.
That's not a joke. What are you talking about?
That's not a joke. Knowing that you've cheated in the past and you want to joke like
that.
You want to joke about
what type of trauma you're trying to create.
He cheated.
He's already cheated.
Can you imagine a bastard? Imagine you're enjoying your day after work, yeah? And then some bastard comes through the door and starts telling you.
Ha, ha, ha. I got someone pregnant.
What?
It's a joke.
Psych.
And you cheat. Psych, right?
That man is cracked.
No,
I'm sorry.
Girl.
No.
Do your investigations.
Sometimes the writing isn't even between. What do they say? Is like, the
read
writing
the
walls.
Lines.
Read between the lines. The this is the writing is on the wall. Read yeah. the writing on the wall.
It's there. No.
It's right there. Pay attention to it. Okay. Truly. Pay attention. Okay.
He has that kid. Just to clarify. He has that kid.
He has.
It's real. It's not a conspiracy.
And you need to tell him to be a man and to fess up so you can leave his ass.
Right. And you need to tell him to also pay child support. Quick tangent, because I saw a video
I saw
today.
It as well.
Talk
I about
saw it
on Twitter.
Speak on it.
About
we
stupid
gonna wrap up
men.
Now, but speak on it.
Speak
you know,
on that.
I literally just want to tap on this really quickly. Mm-hmm. We need to actually confiscate podcast microphones from black men.
Absolutely.
They've exactly. come to talk about how they're dodging and diving the big CSA government or whoever they are, fam. This guy was talking about, basically it was a video of two men talking about like child support and like how they basically feel like women, the mothers of their children, by the way, not just like random women, the mothers of their kids are like raiding their bank accounts and basically trying to basically rob them for their peace. But it's like, hon, were you thinking about that when you're not in a
when
woman?
When you were barebacking.
Were you thinking about that when you didn't offer the woman
I think
a
in
pill?
This story, from the clip that I saw, I know what you're talking about. In this story, I think he said that he was in so much debt because he was going to court.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was trying to get the child's name changed. And I was thinking, you're thinking backwards.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting for a name change?
But you're not even paying for the fucking kid,
you're not
bro.
Even paying for right. CSA. You're not even doing CSA. How about you just pay the child support and let the name... I would honestly... to me, I was thinking, you can't care that deeply about the name
right.
if you're not care... If you don't... If take out more loans to pay child support. Because right. this man was like stood and hell-bent on the fact that he would rather go self-employed and claim whatever he wants to claim or give them whatever he wants to give them instead of paying the right amount to his child. Yeah. But anyway, I don't like to beat fathers.
And that's what a lot of them do.
That
they
is, I don't
go
like it.
Self-employed yeah. and then pay that money.
Yep. Yeah. Ugh. Honestly, please bully your male friends that
damn
aren't paying
right.
child support because they
right.
really should be ostracized from society. But that's just not really going to happen because for some reason we seem to love, you know, men who don't take care of their kids, but ostracize the single mothers that do.
Right, exactly.
And then blame them when something goes wrong with a child.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
It was a single mother.
Anyway,
next girl, dilemma, fam.
Miss Ivory Valentine.
Yes.
Thank you so much for chilling
thank
with
you.
Us.
That has been a
you
pleasure.
Really
I've
did spill the tea. You
did.
Gave us so much insight into the world of stripping.
Yeah, learned a lot.
Being
so
a
much.
Sugar baby.
Yeah, so
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot as well.
I'm happy.
Please
I'm
tell
happy.
Us you'll come back again.
Of course.
Please.
Girl, you have
tell
to.
Me, tell
I
me
really
guys, quick, really quickly, off air, we were talking about like play parties and shit.
Ooh.
So we should all actually.
I'm ready
one.
When you guys
did
are ready.
Did we not tell this bitch
you know
to stop
I'm going
to
one next week.
Wow.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I asked God to start
she's
showing me
right?
my enemies.
Exactly.
And I started
she's
losing
right
friends.
She's
wow.
right here.
We'll
we
go.
Said start party.
We'll organize one and then you'll
count me out, yeah?
yeah.
But anyway, before the camera goes out and everything, because you know how much time we have left.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.